Here's a thought I'll title, Congratulations on Your Photographic Skill. Which is something, of course, we all like to hear. It's nice to be complimented for our photographic skill. And when someone makes that kind of compliment, it makes us feel good. It's nice. So let me say right here, congratulations on your photographic skill. You, listening to this right now, I've never even seen your work, but I'll guarantee you your photographic skill is spectacular, especially when compared to the work that was being produced 100 years ago by Edward Weston or Alfred Stieglitz and the primitive equipment they had. Our techniques are fantastic. Your photographic skill set is mind-boggling. They wouldn't have even dreamed that they could do as good a print as you can today, almost at will, almost with every click of the shutter. So, hooray. But now that we're all feeling good and we've shared this group hug and a pat on the back, let me ask a few questions. Do we admire, for example, Charles Dickens for his extensive vocabulary? But yet he used that vocabulary to write his great novels. But I don't recall anybody saying, wow, he sure had a great vocabulary. And if they did say that about Dickens, I think they would have missed the point. Do we admire Beethoven because of his beautiful chord progressions? I bet we don't even think about Beethoven having chord progressions, unless you're a musician trying to analyze his work or a teacher or something. Do we applaud the work of Ansel Adams because of his masterful use of depth of field? I don't think so. I think there's a different reason why we admire Dickens and Beethoven and Adams that has very little, if anything, to do with their technical skill. Instead, we admire their work because they go beyond technical skill. They touch on something of the heart and soul. And yes, they use technical skill to do so, but that's not the reason we admire their work. I've thought for years that if someone compliments my photographic technique, the photograph has failed entirely because somehow the technique got in the way. It's sort of like someone saying, yeah, your photograph is nice, but wow, did you cut that mat board beautifully? That's not quite what we want to hear. As a matter of fact, don't we want those things to be invisible? Tools and techniques are not supposed to be noticed, except perhaps by students and academics. Maybe they have a reason to look at our techniques, but in what context? They want to look at our techniques in relationship to the overall artwork, to how we used tools and techniques to create a certain kind of feeling or an emotional response or somehow capture a mood. So it ends up being techniques in service to what? To content, I guess. To the real heart of artwork. So a congratulations on your photographic skills isn't really much of a compliment other than the fact that you've put in the work, you've learned what you needed to learn, you have the ability to create a photograph that looks good. But it's not until those photographic skills are used in service of something else, some content, some meaning, some connection. Until then, the skills are useless. They're tools in the toolbox. But no one looks at your house and says, wowee, the contractor sure had nice tools. So, worth remembering, the next time you're hip deep in YouTube tutorials or workshop lectures or other sources that are trying to teach you how to make a photograph, all that's important, all that's necessary. But it's not the ultimate objective. It's just the necessary gathering of expertise and capabilities along the way towards what you're really aiming for, which is something personally expressive. And even if you're just interested in making really beautiful photographs, which is a worthy goal, this business about photographic skill still applies. I don't think we want someone looking at our lovely photographic sunset, or our pastel botanicals, or our beautiful picture of the national park, and saying, "Wowee, nice job of choosing the right f-stop and processing to the best color balance." You should be proud of your photographic skills. You can make an excellent photograph. Hooray! What's next?
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.